BPod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Oh, I got to tell you, the best night's sleep last night.
You did?
The best.
Not me.
You know why?
Why?
It was cool. You could open the windows. Isn't that great?
What are you, 100?
What are you talking about?
Nice.
Yeah, it was the windows were open.
I don't
know. 61 degrees.
Good sleeping weather.
Yes, indeed. People who had a good night's sleep know what I'm talking about. They're with me on this
one. They are. They're probably still sleeping.
Why didn't you have one? Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I woke. I don't just wake up wondering what's going on in my house.
God.
Who's awake? Who
Where
isn't?
Am I?
Yeah.
It was all good until I had the DJ wedding dream.
No, what happened?
Because I think we were talking about it this week, how I used to DJ weddings back in the day. So I had the DJ wedding dream. And it's just always the same.
Which is?
You can't find the CD or the song they want, and they're all looking at you.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, angry mother-in-law.
There's nothing worse than an angry mother-in-law.
Angry. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, it's every profession has that dream. Doctor's dream, they forgot to sew up your heart or something.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I would imagine
brain surgery. You know what they're dreaming about?
Medulla oblongata.
No, they couldn't find the cap to your head.
Oh God,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, right? That is. I guess.
Yeah, see, they can't close it up. Don't you have those?
I think I had dreams when I was a reporter that like I wasn't filing on deadline and missing the deadline.
Well, you had the radio dream though.
And then I can't make the microphone work.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at me.
Yeah,
no script. It's awful.
It's off. Brian, what's your nightmare scenario dream?
Just songs ending, things not working.
Yeah. You're running
like,
around.
Yeah, that's why it. I can't listen to the radio like if I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, right, because it gets in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't either. You're right. I'm talking up the
song. That's why I only sleep here.
Doing the weather, that's right. Anyway, so I made it, though. I finally found the song, and that was all good, if you're interested.
Oh, good. Excellent, your dream. I'm so happy.
It was good. She tipped me, so at the end, it was all
excellent.
Like a good mother-in-law.
Is that what happened? Do they tip you at the
oh,
end?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I never hired a DJ, so.
Oh, yeah, well, you better give them a tip.
Like, you pay them and then you tip them?
Yeah, you give them, you know, a few bucks.
Like,
it's always nice.
Really?
Something
like,
for the cause?
Like,
yeah.
What's usually a regular tip?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, for a tip.
But they're already paying you.
Yeah, but usually it's a drunk dad. It's great.
Oh, all right.
You know.
Okay.
When cash falls out, it's wonderful.
That is good to know because, like, you know, you don't know what you're supposed to do after that.
You tip them 100. You tip them, you know.
$100.
Nothing less than 50, but 100 would be appropriate.
Okay.
Just, I'm
good
saying.
To know. At my next wedding.
There you go.
I don't know.
Have your dad do it. Have your dad tip. All right.
Like Dave just woke up.
Yeah. There we go. That's his nightmare. Anyway.
Is it?
No. Losing you. He doesn't want that. High of 75 today and down to 67 tonight. It gets real hot tomorrow. High of 90, muggy, and then Sunday. Tell me this is a typo. Clouds, otherwise sunny in 94.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hot.
Super hot Sunday. There you have it. Monday, 92.
Only hot Sundays
it's
I like
a
hot
wave.
Fudge Sunday.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that later because Sunday's ice cream day.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you have it.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Big Y Foods. Summer means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's just like Mom's Deli. Salads. How about some homestyle potato, egg, and potato, macaroni, or coleslaw? And wait a minute. Help me with this one.
Sure.
Homestyle potato, egg, and potato. Huh? Okay. Macaroni or coleslaw made with only the finest ingredients and only a Big Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be eating. I can't explain it.
That sounds all good, though.
Yeah,
it's homestyle
right?
Potato,
yes.
egg, and potato. Okay, good. What's cool, LBM?
Not all heroes wear capes, Bob. And we've got a superhero who did a great thing for his little sister, and he's
it's a good story.
Future superhero.
I love it. Good story. Okay, Brian.
Well, you know, if you love the Goonies, like I do, you can, you have a chance to treasure hunt in real life.
The Goonies.
Yeah.
Nobody loves the 80s movies more than Brian Bell. Nobody.
He's got a particular set of movies. I love 80s movies, but it's a whole different
Yeah, they're the crappy ones.
Yeah. Okay. You too. You too. It's Friday. One more. Just get through the show.
Thank you.
Get through the show. And it's National Hot Dog Day. So, you ever ask yourself,
why am I here?
Yes. So, if I wanted to, how many hot dogs could I eat?
You?
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to,
right.
I will tell you the maximum amount of hot dogs you can actually eat in one setting, okay?
Okay.
It's good news. You'll love it. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so this woman, Nikki Walker, shared a story about how her nephew saved her sister's life. He was, it was a dog attack.
Yeah.
And he jumped in front
his
of the dog.
His little sister,
yes,
right?
His little sister jumped in front of the dog. And little kids, like three and five.
Yeah.
And he really got attacked by this dog. His face was really ripped up. And, you know, I mean, amazing that he did this for his little sister. Most little kids fight with each other.
What a boy, huh?
Right? So the aunt appealed to Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth, and they have been so kind and reached back out to this little boy. And here's Chris Evans, who's a local guy, who's super nice, talking to him about how he did an amazing thing.
Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot of this over the last couple days, but let me be the next one to tell you, pal, you're a hero. What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother. Your parents must be so proud of you. I'm going to track down your address, and I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield because, pal, you deserve it.
He does, and he needs it to protect his sister from random dogs.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Well, for the rest of his life, he's going to be like, hey, remember that time?
Yeah.
Oh, his sister's going to get sick of that.
Yeah. I know.
Right?
Wait a minute.
Like, by the time they're like 15, 18,
Remember that time?
Like,
here's my shield. I saved you.
Yeah,
but for right now, at this very moment,
where
it's
are they
a
from?
Cool story.
Do we know where they're from?
You know what? It doesn't say where
Chris
they're from. That's
from
what I'm
here,
like, tripping up. I think they're from the middle.
Okay.
The middle. All right. Well, hey, a jewelry store owner up in Michigan, this guy named Johnny Perry up in Washington Township, Michigan, he got a jewelry store from his dad. He's been running this jewelry store for his whole life. And with the pandemic, they've kind of had to refigure their business plan. So what did he think about doing? He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bury my entire inventory.
How cool is this guy?
So Johnny and his wife have been doing these little treks to all these places around Michigan, burying treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, each one's like around $4,000 worth of stuff in this treasure thing. And then you can go on to johnnystreasurequest.com, register for a quest. The first one starts August 1st, $49, and you get like clues and a little map, and you can hunt for the treasure that's...
And you can keep it.
A couple grand, and if you find it, it's yours.
Well,
it's
like
our
that.
Time down here.
It's our time down here. That's
look
right.
at that.
Wyoming.
What's that?
He's from there.
Oh, that's where that kid's from?
Yep.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't that
jumping in? I think that's totally cool.
Kind of fun.
It's really fun.
That is fun.
I like a treasure
hunt. About those shows? Yeah. You ever watch those shows, you know, on history? That's a laugh. You don't watch history. But, but anyway, it's...
You know what, Bob?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell everybody that you were talking about how you love the new show, Married at First Sight,
love
Australia.
It. Oh,
so
don't get me started.
He's some sort of like history buff.
I'm super brainy.
Yeah,
no, I've never said that.
But anyway, you ever watch those history channels?
They have those shows like Oak Island where
he's
buried. They never find it. Am I right? They never find it.
Burying straight gold.
Oh, you know, and you watch these two kids from Maine go catch a tuna. Yeah. Well, there's no show there. Do you ever ask yourself, you know, if I wanted to, how many hot dogs could I eat?
Like, safely?
No, just if you didn't want to stop.
Okay.
Well, a Dr. James Smoliga is a veterinarian and exercise scientist at High Point University in North Carolina. He spent months analyzing 39 years of data from Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest to figure out the capacity for hot dogs. What do you think that number
What's
is?
Your hot dog capacity?
What do you think that number is?
Like without puking or like rupturing?
No, just the most you can fit in based on stomach.
Fit in your mouth?
Stomach
at the same
capacity.
Time? Oh, stomach. Okay.
Even with the stretched stomach that a competitive eater might have. What do you suppose?
Maybe like
10.
Well, the record, Joey Chestnut just set the record.
He just
did
75.
75. So.
Oh, I thought we were talking like normal.
No, no, if you want to. So, yeah, right. Joey just did 75.
Maximum.
If he could just eat another 8, he would reach the maximum capacity of 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
And then what happens?
You just can't fit anything.
You explode.
You can't explode?
Do it. Yeah.
That's a good torture device.
Yeah, no, you just can't do it.
Like Mr. Creosote.
Oh, just one more. So the number's 83.
So, challenge accepted?
Yeah.
It is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh.
You're going to accept it. Today's the day.
Hot dog.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's Friday, 6:30. And going to be a hot weekend. High tomorrow. Well, start with today, 75.
Nice.
Enjoy it.
I like a day like today.
Chill out. Down to 67 tonight. Good sleeping weather.
Yeah, but you better lock the windows and then put on the AC.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
It's coming.
Turn the AC on in the morning.
Right.
Tomorrow, a 90-degree day. Sunny. It's going to be nice. Good pool day. And for Sunday, high of 94. Humid, sticky, wicked. 100% humidity. It's going to be insane. It's going to feel like 105.
Exactly. The humidity. 0.7. I learned about that last night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's terrible.
Yeah.
Because when you sweat and it's humid, the sweat goes nowhere and it's just a layer of more moisture and you're miserable.
Just learned about this?
Last night on Channel 5. It wasn't Harvey Leonard. It was the other guy.
The other guy. Wonkum.
Wonkum?
Mike Wonkum. I was like, thank you, Mike Wonkum. I turned to Dave. I'm like, so that's why it's uncomfortable?
Just learning this?
That's what's so great about being me, because I learn things like really late in life.
You know what today, you know who we celebrate today?
Who?
The inventor of the air conditioner, Mr. Carrier, invented it today in 1912.
1912?
Yeah.
Late.
Needed that electricity thing first.
I didn't have wicking fabric back there either.
No, they didn't. It's seersucker.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, Bob, we got a call while you were out of the studio. A listener had some info he thought you might want.
Really? Well, okay.
I got it right here for you.
What's his name?
It's Keith, I believe.
Keith of France. Mm. I live in Methuen. I was going to say, I probably don't live too far from Bob. Because I heard him say he can go right up 28 to Salem and all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you, the kiddies, unbelievable. They give you a nice lobster roll on a brioche roll. Uh-huh. They give you almost like a little bit larger than a cup. It's almost like a bowl of clam chowder. Mm-hmm. And you get onion rings. Because I've been to some of these other places. The one up in Hampton there, the Beach Plum. Yeah, I've been to that one. I've been to Chauncey Creek up in Maine. You know, all these places. The Fantuc Gourmet would recommend and things like that. And they give you like a lobster roll on a hot dog roll plus chips. And that used to drive me crazy. It's like chips, you know?
Chips.
I'm with Keith.
Right?
Wow, that was nice. Thank you, Keith.
Where's the lobster roll he was
Kitties.
Talking about? Kitties.
Kitties. On 28.
Yeah. I expect one on Monday morning.
With chips.
I don't think you're open on Monday morning.
I got to try
onion rings and a bowl of clam chowder.
On a brioche.
That
sounds good.
That sounds
great. Wow. That's Sunday lunch. It's going to be 96 degrees, but I'm not worried about that. Because I'm going to Kitties.
You're going to Kitties, huh?
I'm going to Kitties.
Good, good, good.
Meow.
It'll be nice and cool at Kitties, thanks to Mr. Carrier.
Thank you. Thanks to Mr. Carrier. It all came back together. All right. What do you have, LB?
What do I have?
Yeah, dirty laundry.
Well, she's hungry.
Speaking of, a waitress who has waited on celebrities calls out Hollywood A-listers and how they treat people.
When you said A, I wasn't sure where you're going.
A-list A.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, coming up. Let's check out the Dirty Laundry at 644 LBF.
I love it when people in the restaurant industry spill the tea. Not on me, but about other celebrities and how bad they are. They behave when they're in restaurants. Because they really can tell a lot about a person.
Yes.
The way they treat staff.
Uh-huh. Like, the little people.
It's not even...
How the beautiful people treat the little people.
It's just so simple, everybody. Like, this is the best relationship I have in my life is my relationship with anybody who's bringing me food or drink. All right?
What can go
wrong?
And
all I want to do is make sure that that person is happy, because if they're happy, I'm happy. It is really.
Yeah. It's symbiotic.
It really is.
Yeah. You need each other.
You need each other.
Yeah.
We need each other. I love you. You love me.
Okay.
I mean, that's
right,
it. But this Julia Carolyn, a former waitress at Nobu in Manhattan.
Snob.
And
place.
Beauty in Essex. I've been there. I've been to Nobu. Guess who I had dinner with at Nobu one time?
I give up.
Wilmer Valderrama.
Well, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
What was he in?
I never knew you dated him.
Yeah.
No,
he was in the 70s show, right?
Yes.
That's right. Kids love that.
Yeah. I was not dating him.
Oh.
That's surprising to you.
Shocking.
So spill the tea.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, she says that A-list celebrities, not so great.
Okay.
She goes on TikTok and she gives ranks them. You want to know how bad
people
are?
Yeah, I'm dying. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber. Not so nice. 3.5 out of 10. To the point where Hailey actually went on TikTok and apologized, saying, didn't mean it.
Justin's wifey?
Yep.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner. 2 out of 10. You want to know why?
Why?
Tip $20 on a $500
that
dinner.
That is lame.
And she's a billionaire.
That's a $100 tip, lady, at least.
Yep. I think she's just not smart.
Yeah.
You're supposed to tip 20%. Okay.
20.
Here's 20.
Yeah, there you go.
You're probably right, Brian.
You're probably right.
Yeah, you're right, Brian.
Kendall Jenner won't look at staff. She won't look at them. She, like, no eye contact. Gosh. Beyonce, super nice and smiley. Nick Jonas, 8 out of 10.
Hmm.
The Hadid girls.
The Hadid girls?
10 out of 10.
Wow. Oh, the model.
Yes, they
are. Model. They're models.
All right. Yes. One time my sister.
Model citizens.
Waited on Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. How was she?
She was kind of like, she left a lot of things to her handlers. I don't think that she paid the bill, but then the handlers came back and said, oh, we have to pay the bill. She just was like, all right. And she also waited on Meredith Vieira, who didn't tip, but I think it might have been an oversight.
Oh, Meredith.
Poor Meredith. People, you know, you're so busy and celebrity-ish that you just don't, you forget to tip.
Yeah.
What?
That's good stuff there. That's
isn't that good?
Yeah.
So any waitresses and
waiters. Younger, they're all young brats.
Yeah.
Most of those you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet you there are some old brats.
I'm sure.
There,
I'm sure. There
all right.
Are,
speaking of tipping, Dax Shepard said that when he tips big, he keeps the love alive between him and Kristen Bell.
The love alive.
Yes.
Okay.
She's turned on by his big tipping.
I like that. She's 40 today. She's having a birthday.
Exactly.
Right?
She's
saw
having
that.
A birthday.
I saw
happy
that on the
birthday.
List.
And
yeah.
Guess who else is having a birthday?
Who's having a birthday?
Donald Sutherland is 86 today. He's been on TV constantly because of the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw that. I thought he was dead.
Right?
Is that bad?
No, because he's in that age group where he could be.
I just thought. I was like, oh, good for you.
You're
alive.
Don't you feel good? It's like, oh, good. You're still there.
Yeah.
That's. I know, it's tough. When we,
Sutherland's dad.
Well, we get the the birthdays every day, celebrity birthdays. We don't usually mention them, but, you know, he's noteworthy. But a lot of times we look and go, oh, wow, they're alive?
Yep.
Yeah. So, good for Mr. Sutherland.
Yes.
Old Don. He's probably having some orange juice somewhere.
Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, we got a message from Leanne Perry. She's a listener. While we were on vacation last week, she says, did you guys happen to post that video that played the last week, the morning, the song of the summer, wink, wink, of the girl that did the video to Stall Going to Bed. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I remember
she goes,
it.
I have to play it for my almost 6-year-old granddaughter. That girl loves to talk about poop. Yeah.
Only a grandmother would do this. Yeah. The mother would be like, no.
The girl loves talk about poop, bum, fanny, etc. She cracks up and thinks it's fun. 24/7 topic. LOL.
You have a lot in common with a six-year-old, Bob.
she tried to find the song. So, Leanne, I know you're listening at 6:45, so here you go. The song of the summer. Here it is.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know what's inside your butthole.
There it is.
She likes that song. That little girl's going to love the Amber Heard story.
Oh, no, we're not. Wow. And go there. So
it's a great song.
This is there you go. Now we know it's no. That's not what I heard.
Oh my God.
All right, there you go, Leanne. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your summer. Because now you have your song. Right?
Right.
All right.
It's the best.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's Friday. I know, could be any day, but it's a Friday, and we're going to celebrate it. Right?
Yeah.
Let's have some fun this Friday. We're going to play a game based on what you just did, LBF, with your dirty laundry when you brought up Mr. Donald Sutherland turned 86 today, or turns 86.
Yep.
And you didn't even know he was alive still.
Well, I hate to say it, but I was like,
that happens.
I thought he was dead. Congratulations.
Right? Like Ed Asner. I don't know. But, okay.
Yeah, so, good question.
So based on that, we're going to play a game, and it's called
Celebrity 6 Feet Over Under.
Okay. You get it? You get it?
Oh, I get it.
Are they 6 feet?
Over or under 6 feet?
Dead or alive?
Uh-huh.
So, LBF, you put together a list of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
They could be dead or alive, or as our announcer said,
6 feet over or under.
All right. So, we're looking for two players. It'd be fun to have a guy and a gal.
Sure.
Play with us. You have a great prize for the person who gets the most correct.
Okay.
It's kind of a face-off, okay? So it'll be you versus another player. If you want to play, we're looking for a guy and a gal, 888-410-1057. If you think you know whether these celebrities are dead or alive, or 6 feet over or under, give us a call, 888-410-1057. Again, a guy and a gal, let's play.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, we're going to play a game today. It's Friday. Want to have some fun? And it just kind of fell onto our lap here. So we've never done this before. We're going to go for it. The game is called
Celebrity 6 Feet Over or Under.
That's right. Okay,
good
here we go.
God.
We have two players on the phone. Let's say good morning to Donna from Pelham, New Hampshire. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
And Donna, you are a sleep tech, right? So you just got off work.
That is correct.
Watching people, right? Watching people snore all night.
Yeah, cool.
Sleep apnea. And Elliot is joining us from Revere.
Yes.
Elliot, are you still on the job? Or you just got off.
I just got off.
All right.
And you deliver newspapers for the Globe, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we're going to play very simple. The answer is either these celebrities are over or under, meaning over the ground or 6 feet under. So we'll go one at a time. LBF, let's start with the first celebrity, please.
Okay.
And Brian, keep score.
All right, I got
here
it.
We go.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. Donna, is he over or under?
Over.
You say over. Elliot, what do you say?
He's over.
Over. LBF?
You are both correct.
All right.
Bob Barker's alive. Can right. you believe
hey,
it?
Okay. All right, number two.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman.
Elliot, over or under?
Oh, he's under.
All right. Donna, you say?
Under.
Under. You both say under. LBF?
He is over.
Oh, he's over.
Still with us.
Still with us.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
All right, it's tied. Number three.
Cloris Leachman.
Ooh, Cloris Leachman. All right, Donna, your turn.
Under.
Elliot.
Over.
You say over, LBF.
Over.
Over. Wow. I thought
Cloris Leachman. This is a messed up game.
Elliot takes the lead.
Wow.
Elliot takes the
lead. All right.
Lead. Okay.
This is number five.
All right. Mel Brooks.
Ooh, Mel Brooks. Elliot.
Mel Brooks is under.
You say under. Donna.
Under.
Under. LBF.
He's alive, you guys.
He's okay. He's doing okay.
He's over. Oh, boy. All right, next.
All right, so, okay.
What's the number six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. All right. Donna, over or under?
He is under.
You say Kirk Douglas is under. Elliot?
He's definitely under.
All right. LBF?
He is definitely under.
Okay.
He is definitely under.
All right, number eight.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, Elliot, over or under?
He's under.
Under. Donna?
I'm going to say over.
Okay, LBF?
Over!
Over! Oh, man. Donna ties it up.
It's a tie.
Three apiece.
We might have to go into sudden death.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary, you guys. All right, LBF, next
okay.
one.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart. Elliot. Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart is over.
Over. Donna, you say?
Over.
Over. LBF?
Over.
He's over.
Over.
Hey, Bob. All right.
Okay. Angela Lansbury.
Ooh. Donna, Angela Lansbury.
Under.
She says under. Elliot?
Under.
Under.
LBS. She's alive.
She's alive.
They're both wrong.
They're alive.
Wow, right. She's alive.
I know.
Wow.
All right, is this
amazing.
The last one before we go to sudden death?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is it.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis. Elliot, over or under?
Under.
Elliot says under. Donna?
Under.
Under. LBF.
He's alive!
Oh, he's alive!
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go into sudden death.
Here we go one each, go yeah. back and forth.
Yeah. Back.
Okay, yeah, we'll do one each,
one.
Go back and forth.
All right.
So, we'll go, who are we going to give it to?
Go ahead, do Elliot's turn.
All right, Elliot. Todd Bridges.
Yes, ma'am.
Todd
I'm
Bridges.
Sorry, repeat that.
Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges. Todd Bridges is... dead.
You say under?
Under.
He's over.
He's over.
He is over.
So, all right. So Donna for the win.
Donna for the win. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go on, Donna.
Carl Reiner.
Donna.
Under.
Donna, LBF?
Under.
Freshly under.
Right.
Yeah. So I think
Donna
we have a win.
Win.
Donna.
Donna for the win. Well done.
Donna, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, here's and Elliot, thanks
what a
for
trophy.
Playing. All right, Elliot.
Yes, I know.
Elliot, it was nice talking to you.
Elliot, thank you.
All right.
Thank
Donna,
you.
For winning Celebrity 6 Feet Over Under, you've won a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. Apex Entertainment in Marlboro is open now. And if you visit this week or next week, you can spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes.
All right, Donna, any kids? Anybody
awesome.
To take
thank
with you?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'll find somebody.
We'll find some over. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Go over.
All right.
Well,
now
it's a very quiet time.
Well, what song should we play coming out of our new game?
Six Wanted Feet? Dead or Alive?
No.
Oh.
No. Gotta go. Yeah. Gotta go down under.
Oh, I get it.
That just happens.
Yeah.
Just that. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was.
Thank you, Donna. Hang on.
Not for Carl Reiner.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. 7:26. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That was fun. That little game. 6 feet over or under.
It was a little sick, but
it was,
you know,
a little. But
it's nice to know.
It was
something to talk about tonight at dinner. Hey,
yeah.
You know who's dead?
Yeah, Mel Brooks. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's alive.
Reiner's best friend.
But his best friend died a couple of weeks ago. I think it was only a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So last night, down under, I just thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this show. There was nothing on. I didn't want to watch news. I was over that. A little Escape TV.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything recorded. So I stumbled on Married at First Sight Australia.
Wow. That is bottom of the barrel.
I mean, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. But it was awesome.
Delightful.
It is so good.
A real
good.
Learning experience.
Well, you just...
PBS worthy.
Yeah.
Nova.
It's Nova, right. Nova. Because it is worthy of Nova. Think
is
about it.
Think
about it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. They meet, and then they get married. And then they have to get to know each other.
Nightmare.
It was a nightmare for a couple of the blokes.
I'll bet.
I'll tell you that.
Did they have any sort of, like did they didn't know any... They just, like... I'm in a room.
I think they just...
And then that's it. I picked that person.
Boom. I think that's how it works.
That is such a
bad
way to
go about things. I mean,
admittedly,
I jumped in, halfway through when they were meeting friends and family after spending a week together.
Okay. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
No?
No.
You don't believe in, I took one look at her and I knew she was going to be my wife?
Yeah, I believe in that.
That's like love at first
sight. That's lust.
Well, then, no, but like...
I believe in that.
No, but like... All right, Jimmy Carter. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do you think it could work? Like, you think any of these things could ever work out?
It's based on looks and maybe pheromones and hormones and chemistry and all that.
But it can work. Because
I think there's a shot. A couple of these might work.
They might.
But one of those gals has RBF and...
Resting.
Oh, RB, okay.
She is not
yeah, that's
pleasant.
You know exactly what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Not pleasant.
Not pleasant?
But I love it.
You know, that's a thing.
What's the RBF?
I once dated somebody and I couldn't...
Like his resting face?
I didn't like his resting face and I knew... And I really liked him so much, but I knew that I couldn't look at that resting face for the rest of my life.
What was it?
And I probably have the same way with him.
What was wrong with his face?
Nothing. It was just like in repose. It looked grumpy.
Ah.
And Dave's face when he's in repose looks so adorable. His mouth doesn't go down at all. It's nice. He looks like a little boy. My face looks terrible. I have jowls.
No, I do.
People actually walk by me when I'm like writing something like, what's wrong? I'm like, this is just my face.
No.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I know.
You all right?
Anyway, throw it back into reverse.
Well, you mentioned the face.
Well, I know, but it's such a great, it's Trainwreck TV. If you got nothing going on, watch it. It's fascinating. Plus, the accents are great.
Right.
I love the accents.
There's
right?
that. I'm curious to see how it's all going to work out with these people.
That's why I'm in. I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks. I need an update.
All right,
on
mate.
Monday,
I will.
Okay.
What do you got?
What do I have? I have a list of people who are lousy when they're at restaurants. Mm. Celebrities who treat the waitstaff like crap.
Celebrity A.
No.
Listers. Okay.
Listers. Yes.
Coming up. Hey. Don't forget 7:55 coming up. We're stuck on four songs.
We could do it this time.
Your shot. Get that fifth one. You could be rich like Cardi B and spoil your kids.
When a celebrity buy their kids jewelry, people be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. Yeah, kids only care about toys and candy. But the thing is that kids also go outside. Kids go to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Kids go to fancy places.
Yep.
And if I'm fly and daddy's fly, and then so is the kid.
That's right. Yeah. So there you have it. So you're fly, he's
simple.
Fly.
It's a simple math.
You got to buy him jewelry. And some shenanigans, okay?
Shenanigans.
Your chance at $1 million, $7.35.
Start your day.
People love it when you lose. And I get laundry.
Yeah, it's 7:43. Let's see what we got in the dirty laundry pile. LBF.
Okay, so who's a bad tipper? Did the Princess Bride predict the future? And Alex Trebek's doing okay. But
good.
First, so this waitress on TikTok calls out all these Hollywood A-listers for being lousy patrons at her fancy restaurant. She's just a waitress there. She's at Nobu and all this. And, it's kind of like one of those things where you can really tell a lot about a person the way they treat the staff. So she ranked them. And I just want to let everyone know that Hailey Bieber is not so nice, although Hailey Bieber took to TikTok and apologized.
That's Justin Bieber's wife,
yep.
I guess.
Yep. Kylie Jenner. Might be a billionaire, but is it terrible tipper, $20 on a $500 bill. Kendall Jenner,
a billionaire,
will not look at the staff. Okay. Nick Jonas, wonderful. Beyonce, great. Mm-hmm. Gigi and Bella Hadid, great. Mm-hmm. And then I did a little deep dive to see who, like, Google who celebs who are terrible tippers.
Yeah.
So I feel like this group of people is fairly young, and you're like, you know.
Yeah.
I really want to know.
Right.
Tiger Woods, Jeremy Piven.
These are good tippers.
Terrible tippers.
Terrible tippers.
Ready? Okay. Just going to run down the list.
Wow.
Jeremy Piven, Rachel Ray. Kendall Jenner made that list, too. Mm. Michael Jordan.
Not a good
Kirsten channel. Dunst, Madonna, Mark Zuckerberg, and Gwyneth Paltrow, who apologized saying that she's tipped badly in the past because she's bad at math.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she charges $6,000 for a sweater on her website.
No kidding. Exactly.
Not to mention her candles.
But, all right.
I'm not going there, though.
Please don't. Please don't mention the candles. So there you have it. Tip your wait staff and be nice to them and wear a mask. All right. Okay. There's a scene in The Princess Bride that predicts the future. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here it is. I'm going to play it for you. It's when Andre the Giant is talking to Wesley, and it's about masks.
Mm-hmm. Were you wearing a mask? Were you burning the acid or something like that?
Oh, no, it's just terribly comfortable. I think everyone will be wearing them in the future.
All right, there you go. And let be like Wesley. As you wish. All right, so, and then finally, this is a little good news. Alex Trebek has a goatee, and he's feeling great. Yeah. And he took to the interwebs to say this.
For the first time ever, we are going to open the Jeopardy vaults and take another look at some of our favorite episodes, including the very first Jeopardy show I ever hosted.
Wow.
Mustache and all.
Oh.
Awesome.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to give you a quick health update. I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, my wish for all of you, stay safe.
He's such a quality, classy guy. Do you know that he is also a handyman?
He
loves doing projects. He's got a pickup truck.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and he's got all the tools and woodworking.
You're
he loves it.
Me.
Yeah, he can do it all.
He can do it all.
He's not some.
He sounds great.
He sounds good. Looks good.
Yeah.
He's got the goatee.
That's
like
that
evil
really
Alex Trebek.
No, yeah,
with the goatee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the questions. I remember afro-haired mustache Alex Trebek when
he
first
70s?
Started. Yeah. No, it was like for 80s when he first started.
Sweet.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna Google
check
that.
Check that out. Yeah.
Watch that first episode.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Coming up, your chance to win $1 million is coming up with our million-dollar playlist. So we're stuck at number four. We had four players yesterday at 10, 1, 4, and 5. They all got the first four. It's that last one. Your chance to do it, 7:55. You'll win $1,000 and maybe
a million.
There.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Oh, man. What is going on? We have another player from Sutton today. It's Rachelyn. Good morning, Rachelyn.
Good morning.
So, Rachel, we just had another player, Eric, from Sutton, as he said. Yeah.
Yeah, do you know him?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use $1,000 if you see him. He didn't win. But anyway, maybe you can win $1,000. Let's play Super Smart, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Rachelyn, tell us a little bit about yourself. I hear you're a new mom.
I am, yes. I recently had a baby at the end of March.
Wow.
So,
well, what's the baby's name?
His name is Cody.
Cody, that's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been crazy, but it's been awesome. So
great.
I'm on maternity leave right now.
Oh, that's nice. Enjoy it.
Let's see if we can get you some diaper money, okay?
Diaper money? Get serious. It's line money.
My wife. Okay, you know how it works, Rachel. And you get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000, okay? If you're not sure about a question, say pass. Fast. We'll get back to it if we have time. Here we go.
What is 12 plus 12?
24.
Which country originated opera?
Italy.
Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Green.
What sank the Titanic?
An iceberg.
Is Ed Asner dead or alive?
Alive.
Which planet is named for the Roman god who was the son of Juno and Jupiter?
Pass.
What do you call one under par in golf?
Pass.
What's the only state that's one syllable?
Maine.
Johnny Depp had this actress's name tattooed on his arm.
Winona Ryder.
Stewardesses is the longest word you can type with your left hand. True or false?
True.
Which planet is named for the Roman god who was the son of Juno and Jupiter?
Mars.
What do you call one under par in golf? On the buzzer.
Oh, you're on the buzzer.
Oh,
little birdie.
Yeah.
Just a little birdie.
One thing I don't do.
No, you did great, though. I counted eight.
Yeah.
She got eight. One wrong.
Yeah, one wrong, one pass. That was excellent.
Very good.
Good job.
And you just had a baby, so, like, you're not getting any sleep. So I feel like
I have mom brain.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow, you must have been really smart before.
That's right.
Should
have played 3 months
ago.
Yeah,
exactly. But really good job. One under par in golf, as we said, is a birdie. And vermilion is a shade of red.
Red.
Okay.
So, but you know, that's it.
I'm impressed that you got Maine as
the, like, right off the bat. Right,
yeah. One syllable.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. Well, you got it. That's all it meant. But, hey, listen, you have no reason to hang your head in shame.
Not at all.
Not at all. 8 out of 10. It gets you this, though, $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. Now, listen, Rachel, they're open in Marlboro. If you visit within the next 2 weeks, you can spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes. Now, that $100, you can play games. You can have food, fun with you and your husband. Have a good time.
Put the baby in a bucket, put him in the corner, have some nachos.
Yeah, Cody.
Yeah, there you go.
I did that a lot.
Great.
Yeah. Does that sound great?
Put him in the Bjorn and you can eat a nacho and drink a margarita at the same time.
In the what?
The baby Bjorn.
What's that?
That's the thing.
One
of those.
It's the sling you put the baby in.
Oh, when I had babies, we didn't have those.
You didn't hold your babies? Oh, that's ladies' work.
I held them with my bare hands. I didn't need no sling. Well, yeah, just hang on to both of them. Anyway, sorry you had to hear that, Rachel. Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Great. She was fun. You, however, ma'am, are not. Okay.
Mammed me.
I held my own babies.
I get it.
You have a sling. Why, did Dave have a sling, Carrie?
Maybe Bjorn. It's hands-free operation.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
What's that?
Baby Bjorn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a Swedish baby. All right, go, Brian.
There might be traffic. There might not be. There's traffic, I heard. No baby Bjorn for you, huh?
They didn't have them when my babies were young.
Bjorn?
I was waiting for you guys to tell everybody. Bjorn. I was waiting for everybody to
calm down.
Say, go online, play the game, register to play.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
Do it.
Go online, register to play the game, yada, yada, yada. And you can play the multiple choice version, which is fun and counts as
school. I can't wait till corporate hears that.
Yep.
Go yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
WROR.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
WROR.com. Boy, that's what they get for having us come in and work on a Saturday.
That's right. What do you expect?
Wait, it's Friday.
I was only given 50% today.
You're there. Now
the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes. And by the way, speaking of cool, the air conditioner turns 118 years old today.
William
Carrier.
You might want to change the filter.
Mr. William Carrier finished his design for the first AC unit on this day in 1902. How
there should
that?
Be
That's cool.
a statue, a national holiday. Yep. The most
William
important
Keller. He did.
Invention. He's Lights, a- meh.
You're still hot, right?
Right, exactly. Just see it.
Mr. Carrier. Okay, coming up. What's cool? I thought we just had to pay homage to him.
We
there.
Absolutely have to. We also Speaking have to pay homage cool. to
yep.
your luck. Today is National Lottery Day, and I have some fun facts about, you know,
do you really?
Playing a win.
Okay. Huh. Anybody you know? Full disclosure?
Full disclosure?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband works for the lottery.
Okay.
Shout out to Dave Falcone.
With his non-RBF. Okay.
I've got... totally confused her. Anyway.
I did.
If you want to go hunt for buried treasure, yes. I know where you can do it.
All right. That sounds good.
At your local lottery.
And this is going to be a great weekend for stargazing with the kids.
Okay.
Go outside and take a look because it's some incredible stuff happening. Just look up.
Okay.
What are you
RBF again?
Resting.
OBF, I guess.
Right. Okay. He said he doesn't have one. Right.
No, he doesn't.
There you go.
Okay, so today is National Lottery Day, and I have a couple of facts to throw at you just to impress your friends.
Okay.
The first modern lottery in the United States was held in 1964. Late to the game, everybody.
Wow.
Guess where?
I think I know.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, then go ahead and tell everybody.
The Granite State.
Yes, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Today, there are lotteries in 45 states plus D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest jackpot ever was $1.586 billion.
It was crazy.
And
right?
You're more likely to be killed by a vending machine than win a huge jackpot.
Now,
keep scratching.
Way to sell it.
Keep scratching.
Way to sell it.
Keep scratching.
Sorry, Dave.
Hey, honey, did you hear me talking about the lottery today? It was great.
What are your chances of being crushed by one of those lottery vending machines?
Better than winning.
I'll ask Dave. He's probably got the stats on it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good great. Job, LBL.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah, great. I can't
way
wait to get
sell.
Home.
Yeah. Honey, we got bills to pay.
It's a cease and desist. All right, hey, if you want to just go out and find buried treasure, you know, like Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in Michigan. He owns a jewelry store. He got the jewelry store from his family. His dad started it, and he's been running it his whole life. But with the pandemic, they're like, well, we got to kind of do something different because they've been closed for so long. He took his entire inventory and buried it.
So
crazy.
Cool.
He and his wife did little trips all around Michigan. They did little packets of like $4,000 to $8,000 worth of
like a nice pair of earrings with a bracelet.
Jewelry
okay.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're selling quests. $49. You can register for the quest.
Oh.
The first one starts August 1st.
So is he making money off this?
Yeah, he has
might
to.
End up
this
making
is all
money.
About.
He's giving it away,
yeah.
You know?
Okay, that's good.
So you get some clues. You get a little map, and you try to find each quest of, you know,
this is
jewels.
A brilliant idea.
Kind
because
of fun.
People get really, even if they're not necessarily interested in the treasure, they love a quest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$49. So all you need to do is go to johnnystreasurequest.com.
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest. There
Johnny
you go.
Johnny Quest. That's a yep. throwback.
Johnny Perry, Washington Township, Michigan. So that's pretty cool.
There you go. All right. This weekend. First of all, we talked about the comet Neowise, which is visible the next few days or nights. But if you miss it, you have to wait 6,000 years for it to return. So hit it this weekend. Now, before sunrise on Sunday, five planets, one of the ones you mentioned with your super smart question, which was about
Mars.
You can view Mars, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn, as well as a crescent moon, visible
neato.
In the sky all at the same time. Okay? So you'll be able to see it with the naked eye. Don't even
put
dress
put
it.
Put some clothes on.
Just, no, you'd
all
be
right,
naked.
That doesn't mean
go
you have to be naked.
Naked
I really naked people on their lawn.
Yeah.
No, just the naked eye.
Naked eye. Just your eye. The best time, by the way, if you're up before 45 minutes before sunrise Sunday, look east-northeast.
Okay.
And there you'll see five of the planets in the solar system.
Going around
system.
In circles in my just, front yard. East, northeast, west.
East, northeast. Dang, I missed it. I couldn't find it. There you go. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Happy Friday. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Rain should diminish today. And a high of 75. That's it. Down to 67 tonight. Tomorrow for Saturday, high of 90.
It's going to be a wall of heat.
It's just, that's
it. You're just going to walk outside and just get smacked in the face with heat.
God. Don't wear a lot of clothes.
No, don't.
No.
Don't. You know what?
Dress lightly.
Very minimal.
Very minimal.
Shock the neighbors.
That's it.
Wow. I dare you.
And Sunday?
No
96.
Clothes.
Don't even wear clothes Sunday. You got our permission.
That's it.
Yeah, just say, I was listening to ROR and they said you didn't have to.
Specifically mention Bob Bronson.
No, I'd go with that. LBF on that one. Strong LBF. Anyway, for Sunday, super hot, 96. Perfect day for National Ice Cream Day. Yes. How about that?
If you
National
spill it on you and you're naked, it's great.
Who cares? Probably could get somebody to lick it off.
Oh, my God.
Anywho. Baskin-Robbins has got deals.
Oh, nice.
Carvel's got deals. Cumbie's does. DQ has deals. How about that? And I'm sure your local ice cream parlor will have some delicious, fun stuff going on. So there you go.
That it's you should go big or go home. So I think that you should either get a banana split,
yes,
a flurry, or just sit down at the table, you and a fork and a Carvel cake.
Destroy the whale.
Yep. Anybody else there?
No, alone. You know what?
Wow.
These are trying times.
But please, wear clothes. That is way too sad.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's like heaven.
Jeez. I've always threatened.
Don't get the sheet cake. I mean, have a little bit of
cake.
Just the round one.
So I have always threatened myself not anybody else.
Yep.
To have a banana split for dinner.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that all the time.
I'd love to do that. What's your go-to ice cream in your banana split?
Two scoops of chocolate. All right, two scoops of chocolate and a strawberry in the middle.
Oh, you're going chocolate, strawberry, chocolate.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
When I was a kid, would always go to Kimball's farm, and I'd get the Kimball special.
Yeah.
I'd bring my own spoon because those little plastic spoons
can't handle it.
You need a metal spoon.
Yeah.
And then it's just the classic. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry with all the fixins. It weighs like 10 pounds.
That's the Neapolitan look.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going chocolate, strawberry, coffee.
Really?
Yeah, with my banana split.
It's very adult.
It's
the coffee factor. Yeah, like I'm a grown-up, sir.
Okay.
I love coffee in my banana split.
Marshmallow right here. All right.
Yeah, that's what you like, the ice cream happy dance after you get your ice cream and you walk away and you're like, right?
I'll remember that Sunday.
I'm telling you, it's going to make the ice cream taste better.
I have
to do
the
happy ice cream dance song and dance. It's going to be great.
All right. Listen, we've played Cardi B a couple of times today, so if you missed it, I have to play it again.
I know you do.
Well, this is awesome.
So
if you win $1 million with our $1 million playlist, she advises you what to do with your money.
Mm-hmm. When a celebrity buy their kids jewelry, people be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. Yeah, kids only care about toys and candy, but the thing is that kids also go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Kids go to restaurants. Kids go to fancy places. And if I'm fly and daddy's fly, then so is the kid. If I'm wearing Shenanay, my kid's having the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not up to what the kids like. If it was the kids, they'll be outside in diapers.
See, there you go.
She's actually brilliant.
Right. Your fly? Your husband's fly?
Yeah, you don't want to be dragging around a basic baby.
I know. Exactly.
Give him some Shenanay.
Shenanay.
So if you win $1,000.
Right? She's going to have the same.
You got to have the same.
Come on.
So if you win the playlist coming up at 10 o'clock, there you know what to do. Okay?
Yep. Get some jury.
Get some jury. Same.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more with the cars shaking it up. It's 8:51. Rain diminishing a little bit later today. Looks like it's tapering off. That's nice. 75 today. Tomorrow, 90. And Sunday, we talked about that. National Ice Cream Day, 94.
Whoa.
That's just super hot.
It's almost too hot to have an ice cream. You gotta go in an air-conditioned building to eat it properly.
Oh my God, don't you hate that when the cone
Oh, it starts, you're like, oh God, I'm losing control of this thing.
Go cup on that.
Yep.
Just go cup. Worst case, you drink it.
You see somebody doing that, you're like, amateur.
Amateur. Gotta do the cup today. Okay. So if you're home this weekend, and let's say you're spending some time outdoors in your backyard, and you don't like what you see, we're here to help.
Yes.
Okay? Check this out. It's our first ever
WROR. Backyard upgrade.
We're doing it together.
Yeah, I know.
It was good. Backyard upgrade.
Upgrade.
We're going to upgrade.
So all you do is you submit a photo of your hideous backyard.
Hideous.
And then we're like, ugh, that's disgusting. And then you know what happens? It's amazing. You win. You win. You can win a push mower from Harvard Outdoor Power, a set of custom WROR cornhole boards from Wicked Cornhole, a $1,100 gift card from Cape Cod Shower Kits, $400 from Plymouth Quarries gift card, of course, and a $250 gift card from Russell's Garden Center in Wayland. And you know what? With all that, it's going to be a thing of beauty.
Yep. Nice. Good job, LBF.
Thanks so much, sir.
Yeah, you could take your backyard. Take it from like, yeah, to like.
All right. Exactly. Thank you. That's perfect. From ugh to ugh.
Okay. I think you got it. Go ahead.
I'm here. We're an amazing marketing team, aren't we?
Wow. Okay. Let's go to WROR.com and get that feeling.
That's nice.
Okay. All right, it's 8:53. The boys are back in town.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.